Hey, back on downtown, 4:32. Here on a Tuesday afternoon, time for us to talk basketball. And as always, we welcome in our friend John Corrales from Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh my gosh, fantastic fall weather today. Basketball coming soon. All's right with the world.
Yes, yes. And no rain for the first time, at least not in my area. It's been like 3 days worth of just downpours. My dogs are happy they get to go outside for once.
Yeah, it's not been a great fall, but the next several days looking pretty good. So, hey, we'll take what we can get here. Let's talk about the Celtics and, what's going on. Tell us about Lamar Stevens and what role he's likely to play for the team.
So, Lamar Stevens, non-guaranteed deal again. So, again, Brad Stevens is keeping options open, trying to figure out which of these guys that he has signed is going to fit. Stevens is a defensive-minded guy. He's a, big, strong wing defender, tough-minded guy, shades of, Jay Crowder-ish type of size and defensive ability, not like current Jay, back when we liked him, Jay Crowder. So if the Celtics decide that he can contribute enough offensively, he can come in and be like a real strong defensive option deep into the bench for the Celtics. They don't have that guy that's the bulldog defender. And the locker room might just need somebody like that. Marcus Smart's gone. Grant Williams is gone. The Celtics need a guy that they can throw at Julius Randle, a guy that they can throw at a somewhat beefy forward that likes a little bit of contact. They need somebody to get out there and do that. And Stevens, again, he's going to prove that he can hit some shots, but he has the ability to be that guy and a strong defensive presence and a guy that could be in a defensive first lineup if the Celtics want to go late game situation, defense, offense. He could be in that defense part.
Speaking of things the Celtics need, are we at the point yet where Celtics fans should be concerned about the Malcolm Brogdon situation?
Well, the thing about Brogdon is we just don't know what's happening. Mm. And I think the silence is playing games with everybody. The last we heard, Joe Mazzulla was telling us reporters that there were fences that needed to be mended. And the Celtics have clearly, tried to do that. They've gone to certain things. They've made themselves available. And we don't know what the result of those conversations have been. Brogdon could easily walk into media day on Monday, say, yeah, I was a little bit hurt, but I get it. It's a business and we're all set. We're good. We're ready to rock. And that would be the end of it. Or he could show up and be, I'm not thrilled with the way things happen, but we're going to try to get past it, and we'll get a decent sense of how things are going on Monday. He's not one of the early group of arrivals. He might be the last of the regulars that's not there early, which I don't know. That's up to him. No one says you have to be there early. I know some people are going to fall into that old work cliche. If you're on time, you're late. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out. But the bottom line is, Rich, that this we haven't heard anything solidly new. It's always been some level of rehash, and the recent buzz has come from Gary Washburn talking on a podcast, kind of saying the same thing that I'm saying, but aggregators picked it up and it kind of went through social media and it picked up steam, and it wasn't anything new. It was just, he was just saying the same thing that everybody's been saying. It's just that it got picked up into a new cycle with no context. And it really started people worrying when I don't know if there is anything to worry about. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't.
Well, in the absence of news, repurposed old information will suffice, right?
That's right. You got to fill the space sometime. Then this is the problem, right? We're all doing it. I have a job, right? In August and September, I don't get 2 full months off from my job. I have to come up with some sort of content for Boston Sports Journal. I have to keep doing podcasts. And the thing is, aggregators are doing the same thing, and they reach deeper and deeper and deeper into things like my podcast and other people's podcasts, and they pull like a couple of things out, a couple of sentences, without regard for what was said 20 minutes later on the same topic. It's just, hey, this was the sentence, this goes into the graphic, this goes onto the headline, and it strips everything of context, and we have this.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downton. What do you think Joe Mazzulla learned from season one that might change his approach here in the second season?
You don't get to carry your timeouts into the next game. I think he's going to, first of all, he's learned more about his players. He's learned more about the flow of the game. He's learned more about how his guys react to him in certain situations. So those are things that he can take with him into this new season and say, okay, I know now that this is how, given time to reflect, I know that I should probably approach Tatum this way and Jalen this way and you know, Derek this way and whatever. But beyond that, it's time to, you know, put an offensive plan together. I think one thing that I hope he learned is you have to have something besides generate as many threes as possible. You have to have an offense that has other options. Even though you can say we'd like to take 53 pointers in the game, you have to be able to say, hey, you know what? We're gonna win in the mid range, or we're gonna win with these certain things. So I just hope that he's learned that he can have a more varied offense, and you can still survive that way. Other than that, I think it's just, you know, the same things that you learn at any job. Having done it, you start to, okay, how can I manage this time better? How can I better interact with my guys? How can I make sure that I am better in these moments? And I joke about the timeouts, but sometimes a timeout in a certain spot where a team is making a run is as much about calming your guys down and getting them just refocused. Recognizing when there's a spiral effect or when it's just bad luck and they can kind of get back on track on themselves. I've said this all the time. Joe Mazzulla has to understand that he is a member of the Boston Celtics. He's just the head coach. But when the game is going on, he is a member of the team and he has an influence on the game, and stopping a run in some of these situations where he chose not to last season it's okay. And it doesn't take away from your team's ability to adapt and get through adversity. It just needs a little bit better recognition as to when is one and when is the other, when is the time to kind of let it go.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. Great stuff as always. John, thanks for being with us. Have a good week, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then. See ya.